Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you for joining us. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Kim Fink.
Glenn Fink.
And we're also blessed to have
Marilyn,
Marilyn with us also. Thank
Visiting
you.
Visiting with us.
She's the one that's going to hold up the card that tells us you're done.
Wrap it.
Wrap it up, yeah. Mary, where are we going?
I think we need to start out with the assassination attempt on President Trump and the investigation that has followed it. Of course, the head of the Secret Service has resigned, and the investigation is continuing. Some of us watched her or heard her testimony on Monday, and basically she didn't say a thing. She was asked some hard questions, and she just either said, I don't know, or I'll get back to you, or this is an ongoing investigation. Those were her three answers.
Mm-hmm. Ask the FBI.
Yeah. And there are some real questions about the security around him for that rally. A lot of his normal security was diverted to an event with Jill Biden. She had three times the security that he had. When you saw, I mean, I guess it's not funny, but when you saw the picture after he was shot, the Secret Service agencies that he had guarding him were not tall enough to protect him.
I want to make a comment here about, in Washington, everything is relationships. And Jill Biden is the one that got Cheadle that job.
Yes.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me she would divert all the tall agents over to Jill Biden. And, of course, Biden has refused to give JFK or RFK protection until he was shamed into it.
And likewise, Trump had been asking for extra security and was not getting that extra
right.
security.
So now they've told him to stop having outdoor rallies.
Yeah, and I think
Cheadle
he's agreed.
Denied that when she was asked about that, how many times Trump had been denied protection.
But later they came back and said it was true. So, and if you deny Trump outdoor rallies, Trump, among other things, is a cheerleader. And he functions his best at these rallies when he's got the energy from the people there. Is that if you're telling him he can't do that anymore, is that election interference?
Oh, I don't think so. I went to his rally when it was in Greenville and it was inside, and it was just as raucous, and it was quite an experience.
We were there, too.
Were you?
Yeah, we were there, too.
Well, you know, as you watched the convention wrap up last week, and again, we had recorded last week's show prior to the convention wrapping up, and you watched the convention wrap up last week, folks were all unified, I believe, including Hulk Hogan.
Did you see Melania's face when Kid Rock was just like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. Well, he's reaching many, 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 many.
Did you notice he was lip syncing though? Sometimes he forgot to hold the mic up to his, but the music kept going.
I love it.
Yeah, but he does better than Milli Vanilli, folks, for the show my age.
But there was a level of enthusiasm. And there was an attempt at that convention to reach people that normally the Republicans don't.
Well, I loved all the everyday people. The black woman that described how her son was killed.
Yes.
Was very powerful. And the say their names, the Afghanistan
yes.
victims. That was very powerful. MSNBC didn't show that part.
Yeah, I know. They cut to their commentators. And, you know, it should be mentioned, I think, every day that there are still American hostages being held by Hamas. And right now Hamas is protesting in Washington. And, you know, because Netanyahu is there and he's being called by some in Congress, he's being called a war criminal. Well, why don't you in Congress work to get your American hostages home rather than criticize Netanyahu.
Interesting.
They don't want to. It's a lack of political will. They never mention him.
No, they don't. And that's
Can you imagine Reagan not mentioning our hostages?
No.
Or Trump not mentioning our hostages?
Well, we heard bits and pieces of Netanyahu's speech on our drive here today, and it was pretty impactful, but he was referring to their October event to our September event, mm-hmm. and equating the number of people that were killed in Israel compared to our 9/11.
The percentage, yeah.
That's a percentage of the population.
Yeah. No, not that. He said it was like 20 9/11s. If we were going to put it in relationship, it would have been like 20 9/11s.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's impactful to me because it's hard to put, you know, when you're in one country to visualize what it actually means. Mm-hmm.
Well, living in Massachusetts, of course, the planes came out of Boston, some of them. And there were local people on those planes. And having a daughter who worked in New York, and a lot of her friends worked for Cantor Fitzgerald, which was the top floor, and none of those people survived. She said she spent the next 3 months going to funerals. And I'm sure the people in Israel felt that way too. And for us to turn our backs on them when they're trying to get their hostages back, and of course word came out this week that two more of the hostages had been killed, you know, we're not acting well.
No.
Well, that's what happens when you put Democrats in charge, because they're anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And it's really coming to the fore
now
that they're all pro-Hamas.
But that surprises me, too, because we have one of the, I think it's the Pennsylvania governor that's being considered for vice president. He's Jewish, and isn't Chuck Schumer Jewish?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they are not powerful.
Oh, no, most of the Jews vote Dem.
So how are the Democrats anti-Semitic when we have powerful Democrat Jewish people?
Because it's one thing to be Jewish, but it's another thing to support Israel.
Yep, there's a big
divide.
And
they draw that line.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it probably looking at that from a slightly different perspective, as we see this election cycle, you see a number of the blacks that are giving up on the Democrats because the Democrats have always promised us promise, and not come through in their promises. And they look back at the prior Trump administration when they had job growth. They had a lot of opportunity that they wouldn't have.
How does that relay to anti-Semitism?
Well, apparently the Democrat Party is picking on groups that they are willing to use, not because they support those groups, but they're willing to use the groups. We're going to go well astray when we lived in Boston and we were supporting right to life groups up there, and you saw that you had the gays and you had the witchcraft and everybody there with the abortion supporters. None of those had anything to do with the actual thing. They just came together as a bunch of minorities to create a majority of made up of minorities.
Yeah, the Democrat Party is a group of special interest groups that they have cobbled together, and sometimes the special interest groups that are part of the party aren't necessarily having their interests met. I mean, again, the black population has voted Democrat for a very long time. And I remember Donald Trump in 2016 saying, "Vote for me. What have you got to lose?" And that's, some of them woke up to that.
Well, last week we were talking a little bit about the jobs and the impact on the open borders with the jobs between the black population and the Hispanic population. But that goes further than the open border. It goes to our Chamber of Commerce as well, mm-hmm. because there are areas that want the cheap labor, and they don't care who it is that does the job. They just want it done the cheapest, which goes to why a lot of our manufacturing got shipped to China and why that is killing us. I don't know if anybody saw it, but there was a Maria Bartiromo special on last weekend that was all about China taking our intellectual property, taking our manufacturing jobs, mm-hmm. buying our property in this country. We cannot buy country.
We can't buy land there.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was the way the investment process works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that whole, you know, individuals want to invest, and then it goes to different products that they don't realize is even investing in something that might be a direct.
It talked about
and maybe they
Rock.
Don't care, but I'm just saying,
and
it's not obvious.
You also have the Biden administration increase the number of foreign visas for IT people for Silicon Valley, because the foreign workers that come in to work IT don't demand the benefits and the salary levels that Americans demand. So he was paying back his Silicon Valley donors by helping them increase their corporate profits.
That's bad. We need to get the manufacturing back here. We need to get our pharmaceutical manufacturing back here. We need to get our supply chain independent.
Yes.
Of
we have the capability of being independent. It's about time we exercised that capability. Well, energy independent, manufacturing independent.
When we rely on an energy, I'm going to go back to the 1970s when I was working at Brown and Sharp in Rhode Island. When we have an economy that relies on manufacturing, the swings of in the economy are very, very slow to grow and sink because of the inventory invested there. But when we're invested in a service economy, it's real easy to lay two people off at the pizzeria, or to lay somebody off that's a worker in some service industry. Bingo, you're gone tomorrow, and you have no effect on the whole economy. Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is the CCTA Wake Up Call Show.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Stop in at East 70 Point for great deals. Drew and his knowledgeable staff have been serving the New Bern area since 1989. We always try to help our customers with friendly and honest service. Our crew is what sets us apart. Treating folks like how we want to be treated is our standard. People appreciate great service plus great prices, and that's what we're all about. Our shop is like no other. We specialize in guns, jewelry, and ammo, but we have so much more. We have the largest selection of new and used firearms, coins, collectibles, musical instruments, and tools. Our new jewelry selection is growing daily. Find us at 3317 Highway 70 East of New Bern. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, check out our website for many, many collectibles, east70pawn.com. East 70 Pawn is your one-stop shop to buy, sell, trade, or cash loans quickly, conveniently, and confidentially.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
A professional auto service keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. This is the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Pat, you wanted to add some more.
Yeah, I was at the luncheon today for the Republican women, and Jennifer Dacey, who's the head of our school board, was there. She went to the national convention, and she was giving us some insight into the unity that was, you know, so evident during the convention, and what an experience it was for her. And she mentioned the bump that Kamala has had. You know, she's raised a bunch of money. All of these delegates have been pledged to her. And so imagine my surprise when I got up this morning and Black Lives Matter is objecting to Kamala Harris. And it's on the basis that she's never been primaried for president. That really surprises me because she's a DEI candidate, and you would expect that Black Lives Matter would have been in her basket. So that's bound to cost her some votes, plus all the white go-alongs with Black Lives Matter.
So do you think this has something to do with her criminal record in California?
From Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
When she was DA out there?
She was the DA. Yeah.
She was Attorney General as well, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was Attorney General.
State Attorney General.
But yeah. She was a prosecutor before that, and, yeah, compliments of Willie Brown.
Willie Brown, yeah, helped her get into the Attorney General. He put her on a couple of well-paid boards. He was her sugar daddy.
And he was married at the time, mm-hmm. Just saying.
And he was 60 and she was 29.
Just saying.
Yeah, she's never had a real job. She's been in public service, just like Biden. She's never had a real job where she had to write, or as they say, sign the bottom of the paycheck for somebody.
So what did her father came from Haiti, was it?
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
He was a communist college professor. He was a Marxist professor of economics.
Well, she also had the most liberal voting record in the entire Senate.
Yes, she did. She got 100% rating. But, you know, the party that claims that they're going to protect democracy just undid every vote in their primary election.
Yep.
I mean, shouldn't they have to have another primary where people get to choose their candidate?
Well, apparently that's what Obama wants. He wants a transparent primary,
convention.
An open convention. Kamala is acting like she and Biden are acting like she's already been installed as the candidate.
She announced it last night.
They did some kind of a Zoom thing or something.
Well, no, she announced that she has been promised more than enough delegates that it's all that she.
They've all changed their allegiance. They've all pledged to her already.
So if
3,900 plus.
Right. So that's the delegates, and that's what took the voice of the people away is the pledged
super delegates.
Exactly. But there's a question whether or not they can do that.
Well, this isn't superdelegates. This is the regular delegates,
right?
Because primary voters voted a certain way, which accumulated delegates from the vote of the people. And so they do have superdelegates that they come in. If it's not going their way, they can throw that on top of it, swing it wherever they want to swing it. But this is the original delegates based on the vote of the people.
And none of them voted for her.
None. And she's getting the majority or enough to win
well,
the vote.
Has Joe Biden released his delegates?
I believe he did.
Yes, I'm
so
pretty certain he did.
Once he releases all of his delegates, they're no longer delegates.
I think he just released the promise to support him and endorsed Kamala.
Well, they're still
delegates.
That's
not how it works.
It's not how it's supposed to work, but that is, if you're a Democrat, that's how it works.
Well, it has to be something like that, because otherwise you couldn't have an open convention, because those are the same delegates in an open convention.
Right. I mean, what?
So they are delegates.
They're pledged to him. He earned them in the primary. And once he releases them, they're not his delegates to give away.
Well, so I don't think it works exactly that way, because I think the delegates are there and they go to the convention, but they use some term that they need. They will vote their conscience or something on who they're going to go with. So they're not absolutely required to vote for Biden.
Well, that's my point. They're not at a convention yet. So how are they already pledged to her?
Well, they haven't consummated it, but they're promising her that they will do that.
And the same thing happened with Nikki Haley's delegates. She released her delegates to President Trump prior to the convention.
No, she released hers and told them to support Trump.
Yeah. So how do we know that Biden didn't do that?
I haven't seen it reported.
I think the assumption is she was with him on the ticket. And the other thing is, being the Biden-Harris ticket, was the DNC money that had been raised on that ticket.
For that ticket.
Is supposedly tied to Biden and Harris. Now, Glenn said today he heard that, you tell him, I don't know exactly what.
What, lawsuit?
Yeah, well, there is a lawsuit about that, where that is really Biden's campaign and not Harris's campaign. Mm-hmm. And so there is a lawsuit about that transfer of money.
From who?
From the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
From who?
The Trump campaign.
Well, I read he filed a complaint. That's not the same as a lawsuit.
Okay.
Although you open a lawsuit by filing a complaint.
So you're more accurate, I'm sure.
So, you know, it's wishy-washy. It's today's journalism.
Yeah. Depends what happened.
Yeah, you can't tell what's happening.
But again, my theory on journalism, you don't have to be right. You just have to be first.
Oh, well.
Well, that's kind of the way it's working.
Well,
right now.
You have to be in the mix. I will say about Kamala that... I think when we start to hear more of her positions, or the press starts to pay more attention to it, I read an article on American Thinker this morning. Well, let me back up a minute. She refused to go to Netanyahu's speech. Biden's refused to go.
Yes.
She's more left-wing than Biden is, particularly mm-hmm. towards Israel. She has these wacky
quirks.
Not quirks. She has these wacky positions on issues. She has a, according to American Thinker, a tampon obsession. I don't mean to embarrass anyone, but she's wondering whether the Gazan women have enough sanitary supplies, and if not, we should ship some in.
I think we should worry if they have enough food. You know, but because unfortunately the Hamas is stealing the
well, you're making
food
my you're but making
you're
my
making
point
the
for
point.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's worried about whether the guys and women have tampons or pads instead of worrying about their food.
I would just interject that the media's gonna give her cover even if she tries to say things that are crazy. I think the media is going to do everything in their power.
Well, the media
to help her be successful.
They already
and
have.
She will not. They won't cover things that make her look bad, and they will actually counter things that she said that make her look.
Well,
bad.
They've already said that she wasn't really the border czar.
Yeah,
and you can go back and you can find where Joe Biden appointed her the Biden's. Borders are. The problem with the internet is you can go back and you can find history and they can't rewrite it.
Well, he appointed her the borders are, and her response was to say she was going to go, and she did go, to like Nicaragua or El Salvador, Honduras. She was working on the root causes. of this, all of this immigration.
But she never got to the problem.
No, well, the root causes, that's just another way of saying who are we giving money to.
But today they said that one of the news agencies has given her the term of having endearing quirks instead of what the right has been saying about her word salad.
Yes.
Because...
Well, we'll all get a chance to hear that.
Right.
But her stance, she's open borders, she's full health care for people here illegally.
Which is $37 trillion to...
She stopped fracking.
It's redistribution of wealth in a big way.
Yes, she is. She is essentially a communist.
Yes.
And that's where her views... She got 100% rating from the liberal rating group. The next person that was right behind her was Bernie Sanders. He got a 99%. And he's an avowed socialist. I don't think he says he's a communist. He's a socialist.
Well, according to Lenin, socialism is the first step on the path to communism.
Yes.
Okay. But, no, she's, unless something drastic happens, she's the candidate. And I don't know why people would vote for her. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, other than maybe if you really hated Trump that much and you hated America
that
much.
Well, you forget all the women in the country that are willing to vote for her as the first woman president.
Yeah, but can't we get a first woman president without word salad?
I think part of it is also that I think a large part of the left realizes that Biden was a puppet and that Kamala would also be a puppet. It doesn't matter. The agenda will still follow through.
It would be the same.
Because of the deep state that's behind her. And I'm sure all those deals have already been made. And for her to act like she's not responsible for some of the situations that we're in after she and Biden both campaigned on being a team and, you know, making the decisions together.
Well, of course she has to pay for his policies. That's what a vice president is. She doesn't have a separate policy.
Right.
It's also interesting that one of the House representatives has introduced impeachment against her for hiding President Biden's mental decline.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
and
yesterday.
I mean, obviously she knew about it. Evidently he has not had a cabinet meeting since 2023.
So who did that? Who?
I don't remember. It was one of the reps. But I mean, obviously she knew about his decline and never did anything about it.
And in fact, she's on record many times saying how strong he is and how capable he is.
Sharp as
she
a cat.
Says sharp,
sharp
all, how cat. Sharp he is. Good boy.
Well, hours before the debate, MSNBC was saying that. And then the debate happened and they kind of looked around and said, oh my.
Hmm. You know. Now, again, we've gone way off track.
I want to go back to what Pat said about Kamala being the border czar. And she was in an interview, and I believe it was with Lester Holt, and he said that she hadn't been to Mexico.
Remember that.
She said, I haven't been to Europe either.
Yeah, so what? She was mad about it.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you ask me that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's done that.
Well, look. Where do we get folks? Now, let's also remember that I think 90% of her staff has quit last 3.5 years.
She's evidently
years.
Not
she's
fun to work for.
She's had 47 staff members. She has 5 left.
Yes.
Wow.
She's evidently not easy to work for.
Yeah.
Well, but her staff complains she doesn't do the work.
Oh.
But that's why, now look, that's just like cats. Why do cats have staff? Cats have staff. We are the cat's staff. Okay. Dogs have owners. Cats have staff. Folks, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
Since 1952, The North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
God and Country Christian Alliance's 31st annual God and Country Banquet is scheduled for Monday, September 16th at the Havelock Tourist and Event Center. Our keynote speaker is Mr. John Rustett of North Carolina Family Policy Council. Tickets are $30 each or $225 for a table of eight. Sponsorships are also available. Visit our website, godandcountrync.org, to purchase tickets. God and Country Christian Alliance's mission is to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern, to restore to all levels of government the Judeo-Christian values upon which the nation was founded, and to encourage and activate pro-family voters. To learn more about us, visit godandcountrync.org. We look forward to seeing you on September 16th. This year, we also have a silent auction. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m., with the program starting promptly at 6:30 p.m. Check us out at godandcountrync.org.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, just people in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Again, now where are we going, Mary?
I want to talk about two aspects, actually, of green energy. North Carolina has been meeting to talk about green energy, and of course, there are all kinds of offshore wind proposals. And actually, in New England, the offshore wind project, which is called Vineyard Wind US, the wind turbines are falling apart into the ocean. They've had to close the beaches on Nantucket, and they've got all of the Massachusetts beaches on alert to go around picking up pieces of turbine and other parts of the windmill.
The blades, the big blades.
You didn't mention their fiberglass.
They're fiberglass. They're being ingested by the animals on the ocean floor.
Like the oysters and the clams, yeah.
And there have been studies that if these fibers get into people, that they can cause significant problems in terms of cancer and reproductive problems.
Well, I think immediately, one of the immediate problems, and from boating perspective, and knowing a couple of people up there that are boating, you can't just go around with your boat, you know, just go up, off at 15 or 20 knots or whatever else. You've got to be really careful not to run into some of these chunks of fiberglass. I mean, it's going to blow your prop.
Some of them are fairly large. And then you have the number of dead whales that have washed up while they've been getting ready, doing the studies to put these wind farms out.
Are these wind farms responsible for the cleanup?
That's a good question, because I know they're being sued.
Vineyard Wind is being sued.
Public Works. It's probably the local state agencies cleaning it up.
Well, you know, as when we were up in New England, folks, I really hate to bring that up over and over again, but when we were up in New England, when you came to the electric bills, okay, your bills for electricity. There's two parts to electric. There's transmission and then there's generation. And we were fortunate enough that you could pick, now you couldn't pick who was going to distribute the electric to you because those are the wires that pass by in front of your house. But you as the consumer could pick, how is my electricity going to be generated? Was it going to be coal? Was it going to be gas fired? Was it going to be nuclear? Was it going to be water generated or whatever else? And so you had your ability to pick out which one you wanted. Now here, apparently they're squeezing right now and they're saying for a lot of people, you're going to pick this solar and wind generated electricity, but the capital cost going with that is driving those. In order to be green, you're going to pay twice as much for your electricity.
One of the comments that was made about this incident with Vineyard Wind has claimed that the blade of the damaged turbine is sitting on the ocean floor, and the company has promised to recover it in due course without indicating a timeline for that recovery. It is unclear whether environmental remediation plans were put in place at the time the Commonwealth of Massachusetts created legal and financial incentives for the company to install the turbine. In other words, the state funded this. The state was supporting green energy, and they put these turbines out there. And they've had problems in Britain, they've had problems in off the coast of Massachusetts with them failing and leaving big chunks. And I don't know if you've seen these blades. We've seen the towers go down Route 70 occasionally, and they're like 80 feet long. I mean, they're huge.
And well, if they have a contract with the state of Massachusetts, FOIA, get a copy of the contract. It'll have in there what to do in case of emergency, breakdown, maintenance, recovery. It'll be all be in the contract.
Yeah.
But I imagine the state is cleaning it up now.
Green energy is not necessarily the be-all and end-all that it claims.
Anybody with a lick of sense that's been following this should know it's all a scam, but they don't.
Well, they've got a problem in New York now where they're setting up charging stations for the electric scooters because of the number of fatal fires that have been caused in apartment buildings because people replaced the battery on their electric scooter with one that was not the manufacturer's chosen battery, and a fire burned down an apartment building and people got killed. So we don't have the answers, and we've interfered so much in the free market that I think it's going to be a while until we have the answers.
Well, speaking of green energy, I have an article that says dealerships are getting excited about how quickly electric vehicles break down.
How quickly they break down.
Well, because the maintenance is horrible. And the cost of the maintenance is astronomical.
And one of the comments on the General Motors announcement was that right now, American electric vehicles are subsidized by the government. If Trump is elected, that subsidy goes away.
Well, so will the mandate.
Yes. So GM does not want to start an electric vehicle factory knowing that that might be in the works.
Well, isn't it Ford that has a big factory up in Canada, and they were going to make EVs, and instead Ford decided, I read this today, to make F-150 trucks?
I think so. I think I read that.
An electric truck
or
a plane truck?
No.
They do make electric trucks, though.
I know. But there was an article probably last year about a guy who bought a Dodge Ram electric truck, and he was going to use it to tow. He was an antique car buff, and he was going to use it to tow his antique car, but he lived up someplace in Michigan, and it was really cold, and I think he had to charge it four times in the 100-mile or so trip home towing the thing, and he just said, this is not worth it.
And likewise, they I think in Michigan, they bought some public buses.
School buses,
and they don't work in the wintertime.
Oh, no. and another city bought electric buses for their bus service. Same problem. Too cold. They had to shut the whole thing down.
Folks, stay home.
And again, we're used to going to the gas station and spending 5 minutes filling up our car.
Well, you left out one word in your. We're used to going to any gas station. And I think when you look in, and now New Bern, actually, I think New Bern has stepped up in the world. I think we have, four public charging
stations? Yeah, you have
one by
Walmart.
And over by Walmart, I think there's some Tesla stations that were put in there. But I believe there's four that are subsidized by the city.
Somebody said there were some at the hospital.
There is.
And there are some at Harris Teeter.
What's sad about all this is, don't think for a second that school system bought those buses or that city bought those buses.
Right, they're federal.
It's federal taxpayer money bought those buses. Mm-hmm. They weren't vetted for capability and functionality and all the things that a business person puts together to make a choice on equipment. They were spending somebody else's money. And they couldn't have cared less.
It was
That's
free
what
money.
Happens.
It was
when,
free money.
When you're not spending your money, whether it's you as a county, you as a state, but when it's federal money, it's nobody's money except ours.
Yeah.
It's free money, supposedly. It all comes, but unfortunately, it all comes out of the same place.
Our pocket, yeah.
This is not green energy, but... Harley Davidson has gone woke.
Oh no!
Oh dear!
Yes.
How would Harley Davidson go woke?
They're setting up LGBT clubs. They're supporting drag shows for kids, and that sort of thing. And the article I read said it's time to Bud Light 'em. And I assume, now here's the, since I used to own a Harley, and I used to belong to the Harley owners group, we were all of a certain age, if you take my meaning.
Young.
And Harley said it was because they didn't have a lot of young people that owned Harleys because they couldn't afford them. So most of the Harleys were ridden by older people. Which was my experience as a member of the group. So if they're going woke, hoping to get the younger generation to come in, the younger generation still has the same problem. They can't afford them. The economy is terrible. They can't pay their student loans. I saw an article yesterday, can't pay their rent, can't pay their mortgage, can't pay their electric bills, can't pay their credit cards. How are they gonna buy a Harley?
Well, maybe they'll start manufacturing electric Harleys.
Yeah.
The federal government's going to pay for, and these folks will be able to afford it.
We have a solution here.
All I can think of is a motorcycle jacket with Hell's Angels and a rainbow on it.
Yeah.
I just can't. I'm struggling with this.
Can you imagine a Harley group riding down? Because when I was in Utah, we used to ride in these huge numbers. Going to a particular place for like when we all rode for Second Amendment, we all rode up to this shooting range and we're shooting guns and all this stuff. And we got sheriff's badges for it.
Or our son-in-law that goes out to Sturgis every once in a while.
Yeah,
that's just a small ride of a.
Yeah, can you imagine
10,000 bikes? Yeah.
With one of the beer pavilions being a rainbow. I have trouble.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's
but, you know, these kids that can't pay their bills also walk around with $1,000 iPhones. I just find that priorities are a problem.
Yes.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Again, we've gone quite astray, but that's our purpose, I think.
What else is new?
What else is new?
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Again, welcome back, and thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. We're going to head off in the direction of Elon Musk.
Elon Musk has moved Twitter and SpaceX.
Twitter. Oh, you mean X. X, formerly known as Twitter.
And Tesla out of California.
He's already moved them?
He's in the process of moving them. He's declared he's moving their headquarters.
I mean, doesn't he have to build a headquarters, a big fancy headquarters first?
That's a good question.
And move lots and lots of people?
Yep. Equipment.
Well, what happened? He's moving them because California has passed a law that says schools don't have to tell the parents if their child is transitioning from one gender to another.
And the school is helping them transition, yes.
And his son, now his daughter, was part of what went on. He feels that he was tricked into thinking that puberty blockers were necessary, and now his son is his daughter. And I would like to say, just from what I have learned, that a lot of times parents are told, if you don't help this child transition, they will commit suicide, which essentially is blackmail of the parents. And he just, that was, I mean, obviously, I'm sure the economics had a lot to do with it too. The taxes that California is putting on people are ridiculous. And, but that was the last straw. So he's moving his businesses to Texas, and I'm sure he's not the only one who's exiting the state because of that.
We need to also consider and remember that we talk about California being way left and kind of out in la-la land, but North Carolina had to pass a Parents' Bill of Rights because we had schools and districts in our own state that were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And the discussion earlier was about how tough it is to move the business with virtual occupations and all that stuff. I mean, you can move those business entities probably in a week or some transaction mm-hmm. of paperwork. Now, you know, the rest of the stuff that has to come with it may take a little more time, but it's not as tough as it once was.
How's
when
you
everybody
move the people in a week?
Well, they can work remote in many cases. This isn't manufacturing. This is their headquarters.
Yes,
this isn't manufacturing plants.
Remember when he took over Twitter, he really cleaned house, and probably the people that he has left can work remotely. And he's probably just got a core. I mean, he fired thousands of people when he took over.
He did. He trimmed.
I bet one of his reasons is he'd like to leave those people behind.
That may be.
Maybe.
Well, there were a number.
Some good old Texas boys.
There were a number of prima donnas that had been working in the company that just I refused to come back to work in a building. No, I want to continue to work from home.
Where is he stuck at? San Francisco?
I think in that San Francisco area. Yeah. And the attitude, and you know, I've got to stay out so I can get a latte when I need a latte.
Right. Okay.
By the way, we were also reading somewhere along the line that no major newspaper adopted the headline that said, along with the song, "All My Exes Live in Texas." With the movement of SpaceX and X.
I love that song. Uh-huh. All my exes live in Texas.
You know,
Pat, you had something?
Well, like I've said on other shows, I like to keep an eye on what's going on in academia, which when I was in academia, we called acalamia. This article came out about 2 days ago, and it says, Harvard Byzantine Empire class to study trans monks, as in transgender monks, and genderless angels. So this fall semester, they'll study trans monks, cross-dressing, genderless angels, and intersectionality in the Byzantine Empire, also known as the Eastern Roman Empire. The course focuses on the entire spectrum of binary and non-binary conceptualizations, representations, and performances of gender in Byzantium by exploring textual and visual material alongside recent scholarship on gender and sexuality. And since those of us that are religious study the Bible, and we've had history courses, we've had art courses, I have to question, where is all this evidence, this textual evidence and the visual material, where is all this coming from? They're looking at material from that age through a prism of LGBT. It's ridiculous.
It's got to be fantasy. The whole thing's fantasy.
Well, these are the same people that decided Abraham Lincoln was gay because in his diary, he mentioned that on one of his trips, he hired a bed in a roadhouse, and he had to share the bed with another man.
Oh, boy, then I'm in big trouble because I've had to share my bed with Miss Marilyn many times when we've gone on vacation.
Well, there you go.
I'm in big trouble.
There you go. I rest my case.
I want to point out.
But by the way, you forgot one of the best movies going back a few years ago was Abe Lincoln as a Vampire.
That's true, too. I was thinking about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when you said old movie because they had the two guys that was traveling
hilarious.
Together.
Yeah.
I want to point out that the tuition at Harvard 2022 to 2023 was $57,261 a year. To learn that junk?
I want a refund.
But you know, as we've seen DEI falling apart in certain sections of our economy and whatever else. It's getting thrown out of the North Carolina.
John Deere.
But not out
John
of academia. Deere.
No. Well, out of the North Carolina system, it's thrown out now by.
Well, those are management, administrative.
Administrative.
That doesn't mean it's thrown out of the curriculum.
No, but it may not be thrown out of the curriculum yet. But I know that it's they're working on it. At least they're trying to defund it, and seeing that happening, I believe also in Microsoft. I think they threw out a lot of it. So there's a change in attitude somewhere.
When people advance through gender or sexual preference versus merit, you're lowering the standards to a mediocrity. And one of the things that made this country great was not the mediocrity, it was the excellence of the people and their ability to achieve the higher level.
There's been a major tide shift in the Secret Service organization away from DEI recently with the resignation of their leader.
Yes. That's only a couple of days old.
Well,
you're right.
When you ask people who are 5'6" to shield the body of someone who was 6'3".
Oh, I don't think those women were 5'6".
They look like 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah, 5'3".
Yeah. Well, at any rate, it doesn't work.
No, it didn't.
Well, especially, and you got to give Trump some props, too. He was fighting them to get up to let us know that he was okay.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So he was really working hard to tower over them anyway.
Well, that just goes to show you what a badass he is.
Yeah. say that on the radio.
Oh, I just did. Censor me. I already said tampon today. I might as well go ahead and say badass.
You might as well say vaccine while you're at it.
Oh, my God.
We'll get kicked off YouTube.
We won't be on YouTube. Oh, dear.
Now, one of the other quirk things that we ran across, or I ran across, was apparently in Fairfax County, Virginia, there's a Muslim parent protest of the pro-LGBT school curriculum that about 100 Muslim parents attended the school board meeting to protest the school district's plan to add radical gender ideology to elementary school curriculum. What is it doing in elementary school curriculum?
Well, we had to fight some of that
here. It's in kindergarten.
You know, with that Proud Choices, we fought some of that here in Craven County in the last 2 years.
And even in the very conservative states, they talk about through third grade, even though they're fighting back. You know, they say, we don't want it up through third grade. And even in Craven County, it was through third grade. And I had conversation with board members and said that needs to be period, and they supported my position, but I don't know where
did you get
all
results?
That goes. Well, at this point, we'll see.
And we don't know what actually happens within the classrooms themselves.
That's correct, even if you do take a different policy position.
And I guess, Glenn, to what you're saying, one of the questions that I think I know we know all of our candidates now for this upcoming election, or even in municipal offices, the local towns, what defines our role in school system? Is the school system supposed to follow the state mandates, or is the school administration here, the school board, setting our local curriculum?
No, well, they have to study the follow the feds.
Well, they have to follow
the money.
Well, they have to follow the state for sure.
Right.
And of course, unfortunately, the Fed only gives us 10% of our money, but they drive 100% of the woke agendas. But locally, they do tend to look at the state for their primary guidance.
Because that makes it easier. It's easier not to buck the system.
Well, let me mention that Jennifer Dacey is looking for two women that belong to Moms for Liberty, one in Havelock and one in, where was the other one? Because policy coming down from the Department of Education on Title IX, the changes made to Title IX,
where the
school will be required to let transgenders in the bathrooms and play in the sports, there's a lawsuit. So if you have a Moms for Liberty on behalf of their child suing, the Title IX is held up in their county. So in Craven County, she doesn't have to implement it on Tuesday. But right now, they don't have any Moms for Liberty in Havelock or, what was the other place? Any rate, if you're a Moms for Liberty person, contact Jennifer Dacey, the head of your school board, and let her know, because you may be useful.
We need to vet our school committee candidates to find out what they support and what they don't support. You know, we have some that are running against someone. We need to vet them.
Unfortunately, that vetting process where it had real teeth was primary in February, March.
Yeah.
That was where that
so that's
was.
That's where that most of that happened, yeah.
Yeah.
But we need to vet them again.
Folks, I think we're running at the end of the show now. Drop a note to bob@cctaxpayers.com or mary@cctaxpayers.com. I also ask you to come out August 20th, our next public meeting, Stanley Hall Ballroom. We're going to have Sheriff Chip Hughes as our speaker. Again,
he's going to update us on what's been happening in the county.
Okay. Thank you again for listening to the CCTA Wake Up Call. Have a great week.